T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Got a lot working today. Number one, the Justin Bieber tour was announced. The Changes tour. Mm-hmm. Going out on the road with Kehlani and Jaden Smith. They'll be here June 2nd at T-Mobile. From what I understand, we are giving away tickets every time that you hear a Justin Bieber song. Ooh. That Yummy song is starting to pick up some traction.
I love Yummy so much. At first, when it first came out, not my favorite, but now it's growing.
Did you see what I saw before 7-ish?
Yes, I did.
I'm just saying. Before we get to that, first pick in just a minute, Lauv is coming to town. The How I'm Feeling Tour, Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan in August. Win them before you can buy them tickets. They go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. We have those coming up. And if your kids are still bothering you about this Jurassic Empire thing happening this weekend, Dwayne is 11. He's out of the dinosaur phase, right?
Yeah, no, this wouldn't interest him at all.
It's not his thing.
Yeah, it's not his thing.
He'd be like, is it a video game? Are we gaming? Yeah. Do I get to control the dinosaurs somehow with a controller?
Yeah.
Is it on Nintendo Switch, this Jurassic Empire?
Do we get to play basketball with the dinosaurs?
Yeah, exactly.
If there was basketball with dinosaurs as well, he might find a way through. So we'll give you first pick of the prizes with the Lauv and the Jurassic Empire. We'll also get you really good numbers for the world's largest office pool. That's all coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Big Tuesday. We got a lot of stuff going on. Start again with breaking news. Breaking news. Is it true that Justin Bieber's coming to town?
It is true. June 2nd, T-Mobile Arena. Tickets go on sale, I believe, February 14th, correct?
There's an Amex presale that starts Thursday at 10 a.m. We have tickets every time you hear a Justin Bieber song. We are playing Yummy later on this morning. I might try and push that a little further back towards 7. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
I may push that towards 7. Feeling good today?
I feel great today.
Feeling good. I was surprised. Surprised isn't the word. Overwhelmed. Like it hit me a little bit. Jimmy Fallon was just over the top telling this story about how he met Kobe Bryant at a party in New York when Kobe was 17 and had just, you know, and had just started with the Lakers.
Yeah.
And Jimmy was 21. And it just, you know, was kind of just starting to break into comedy. And they ended up at a party together. They didn't know anybody else. So they ended up just talking. And somebody goes, hey, who wants to go on a beer run? Kobe's not drinking because he's 17.
Yeah.
And he's an athlete. And he's really trying to do this the right way. And so he goes, yeah, I'll go, but I'll have to take Jimmy with me because he's 21. And so they went on a beer run, and I guess they used to talk about that all the time. So Jimmy starts crying. Then Jimmy Kimmel is telling a story about how when Jimmy Kimmel's son was sick, how Kobe was checking in on him all the time.
Oh, that's amazing.
And he's crying. And I was like, man. Ellen was the same thing. Same thing.
It doesn't shock me at all because everything you hear from these celebrities is that Kobe, like later on in life especially, was such a family-oriented guy. So they're all telling these stories about how like their families are associated, and mm-hmm. I'm blown away by it.
Yeah. This is really cool. Yeah. I mean, and just, I guess it shouldn't surprise me, but they showed last night Empire State Building in purple and gold, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that was
beautiful. Wow. Mm-hmm. Like, just, Wow. It's really great. All right, so first pick coming up in just a second. Lauv tickets, win them before you can buy them tickets. Those go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Jurassic Empire is happening this weekend. That's the dinosaur thing. And we got 4 tickets to that. We've also got another square in the world's largest office pool. Are you ready for this? San Francisco 1, Kansas City 4.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
Wow.
In fact, in all honesty, much love, but those numbers are too good for 6 o'clock in the morning. those numbers are too good. Deserve it. We're glad you get up early and listen to the show, but those numbers are good. 1-4, San Francisco. And then you need to come back around this afternoon. Tyler Fox this afternoon. What are the 3 o'clock numbers?
3 for the 49ers and 0 for Chiefs.
Oh, those are good numbers too.
Amazing.
Yeah.
The 4 o'clock numbers aren't great. Are those great too?
7 and 7.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know, it gets better than that. What are the 5 o'clock numbers?
4-0.
Oh my God. Four
49ers. Oh, Chiefs.
To not run afoul of the law, we must refer to them as San Francisco and Kansas. No, Kayla's having them just ready to have a stroke.
Well, someone wrote it on the board full out with the team names, and I'm like, no, take that off because someone's going to say it.
She said, Art, the station's going to get fined. They're not going to come after us for this, but just so Kayla can relax. Just so she can take a deep breath on this. Nobody's coming after us, but, you know. The company gets worked up. Everybody, you know that whole thing where you're not supposed to say Super Bowl? You can as long as you're not making money off of it.
Yeah.
It's really the bottom line.
Yeah.
The NFL don't want you cutting into business.
Of course.
And I kind of get it.
Yeah.
I kind of get it.
They want the promote.
Like, you can't say a Super Bowl party. You're not allowed to do that.
That's the reason you see big game everywhere.
That's right. That's right. And then what were the 6 o'clock numbers?
San Francisco 7 and Kansas City 4.
Jeez. So really good numbers this afternoon. We've got really good numbers right now for the world's largest office pool on the first pick. I always think the big voice guy is going to come on after you hear that. Whoosh, that always sounds like that station imaging, if you know what I'm saying. Did you know Drake just set a record this week?
What for?
So the song Life is Good with Drake and Future has gotten onto the Hot 100, giving Drake his 100th top 40 hit.
Wow.
Oh, good job.
100. That's craziness.
It's insane. Yeah.
100. Obviously, it's a record. It's one that might not be broken anytime soon. Lil Wayne's in second place. Just crazy. Tied with Elvis Presley. They have 81 each. Taylor Swift has 63 top 40 hits. She's third, and obviously she's the top woman. Drake also has a total of 207 entries on the Hot 100.
That's cool.
207.
Wow. Yeah.
207. You know who ties him for number one with?
Who? I don't know.
I could give you 1,000 guesses. You probably wouldn't get it.
Really?
Yeah. Drake's tied for number one with the cast of Glee.
Oh, yeah. Never would have got that.
Cast of Glee.
That's funny.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chep Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay. Let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
National Kazoo Day. This is a really bad idea. 702-364-9890. Identify this song that we play. That we play a lot. And here's your clue. I don't know if it'll be a clue or not, but it'll give Kayla a clue. Every freaking time we play this song, it gets stuck in your head.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
I don't know it.
Relax, let your mind flow. Let your mind flow. Take a
Don't think of an artist. Don't think of anything.
You're trying too hard.
Let's do this thing.
Hold on. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do
it. Right there, Kayla. It's right there.
I'm going to do a dance. I'm going to do an interpretive dance.
I don't know.
Which little Jess will love. Okay, this is the last time because we're running late.
Okay, here okay.
It's a heck of a
what are you
oh my
doing?
God!
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Well, if you
she
can
got
guess,
excited.
If you can guess the song now, then you get the first pick of the prizes at 702-364-9898. Good luck.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
At 702-364-9898. Not you.
Not me. Okay. I got very excited.
On National Kazoo Day, identify this song with interpretive dance that you can't see, and nor will you see because it's inappropriate. I mean, I think that's a fair,
yeah,
it's a fair characterization of the,
as someone
of the
that
interpretive
witnessed,
dance.
As someone that witnessed the interpretive dance before, very inappropriate.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure, but I think it lends itself to identifying the song.
Yes.
Of course.
Okay, here we go. I can't take any of this seriously now. Okay, here I go. That was an even worse version than the last.
It was not, yeah.
Oh my God, is it the queen of the first pick?
Hey!
The queen of the first pick. Brandy with her 73 kids now. Making time.
Oh my God.
Making time. Two kids under two?
Yep. One is 13 weeks and one is 20 months.
When was the last time you slept?
Ooh, when I went to Lake Tahoe, actually. Yes. So President's Day weekend.
2017.
I mean, MLK
weekend. Oh, is it MLK? Wow. Well, we love that you were able to take the time for us. So,
I miss you guys.
Can you identify that song?
Yes. It's obvious, like, after you hear the one, like, lyric part to me.
Well, especially when Kayla blurted it out. I mean, that also probably helped. I'm thinking.
Black Bear, Hot Girl Bummer, right?
Supposed to do that. Hold on. I was trying to do something else. Kayla, was it Hot Girl Bummer?
It was Hot Girl Bummer.
It was my song right now. That is my jam.
Congratulations. We're going to go ahead and we'll give you your choice of the first pick of the prizes. Although, how are you ever going to get out of the house? And then we're also on the world's largest office pool, San Francisco 1, Kansas City 4. Those are great numbers, and the prizes are four tickets to see the Jonas Brothers live in Las Vegas, the big residency at the Park Theater at Park MGM, JBL Reflect Flow wireless headphones, and a $50 Visa gift card every single quarter. You might be able to win. And by the way, those numbers too, with the San Francisco 1 and Kansas City 4, those numbers could stick and you could win more than once.
Yeah.
Woo.
Oh, nice. Thank you, guys.
Start lining up your babysitter now. Congratulations.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This is so awesome. There's more breaking news. More breaking news on the Jeff Buchanan Show. So apparently wires got crossed between the prize department and like the boss.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And at first, the thought was, and we shall never mention it again, there was a previous way that we were going to give away Justin Bieber tickets. If you missed it, breaking news, Justin Bieber's coming to town. The Changes Tour, T-Mobile Arena, June 2nd. Kehlani, Jaden Smith. Amex pre-sale Thursday, 10 a.m.?
Thursday at 10 a.m.
Tickets go on sale like Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But the Amex pre-sale. And by the way, more details at KLEC.com. If you're like, Amex pre-sale, how does one get involved with this? Well, go to KLEC.com.
Yep.
Deals up there. So we've been told, basically they said, Justin Bieber tickets, do whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay? So here's what I want. I was going to, earlier I had this harebrained scheme in my head that we were going to do the rest of the world's largest office pool numbers today all at once.
Oh.
A game called Don't Blow It, where either everybody wins or nobody wins.
Wow.
High stakes.
It's very high stakes. Yeah. Oh, my stakes. God.
Oh, wait, I can't do... Oh, no. Because I was going to say we'll do that with Justin Bieber, but we don't have enough Justin Bieber so that everybody can win.
Yeah.
All right, never mind. Well, so we'll still figure out another
Take
way
it back.
For Justin Bieber. No, we'll come up with another way for Justin Bieber. In fact, you know what? I'm just going to stick with the original plan for now. We are playing Yummy. We're playing it between now and 7:15.
Okay.
Fair?
Yeah.
So make sure you listen. You hear Yummy, you call to win.
Yeah, just call us.
Yeah.
And that's Simple. Just for the Chet Buchanan Show.
Just this next time. The next time you hear it, that's it.
Okay.
Okay. But then, yes, we are going to play. We're going to play Don't Blow It at 7:30 today for all the remain. Well, for three people will have a chance to win world's largest office pool squares.
Okay.
One of them's really good. The other two, pretty good. But one of them's really good. And either everybody wins or nobody wins.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that in a little bit.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
On occasion, we'll play Get to Know the Chet Buchanan Show. I don't think Lil Jess can get this one.
Oh.
I don't know if you know this one or not.
Okay.
Do you believe, Kayla, do you believe that Lil Jess knows what your favorite kind of cereal is? Because I do.
She does not, no.
I don't think, do you know her favorite cereal? By the way, I've got your victory music all ready to go. I've got it ready to go. You get it.
Get out the way.
You get it. I got it. That's Lil Jess's victory.
You know
victory
my favorite
music.
Cereal.
Absolutely, I do.
Ooh, interesting.
I don't mind taking a guess, but I do not know.
Swing at it.
I have it right there in front of my head.
Three words. Little squares.
Yes.
Three words.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is two for me.
not this one.
Oh
no,
my
that's
gosh.
Why. That's why I thought it might help you.
Darn it.
Here, I'll get. You know what? Let me get you there. The third word is crunch.
Dang it.
Well, I'm
don't tell me it's like a total health cereal.
No, no God, no.
God, as far from it as possible, actually.
The second word.
I can only come up with two.
The second word is toast.
Oh, cinnamon toast.
Cinnamon toast.
Get out the way.
Yay, I'm going to Justin Bieber.
No, you're not.
Get out the way.
The reason why I bring it up, Kayla, did you hear? Cinnamon Toast Crunch ice cream is coming.
I'm all in on this.
I figured as much. That's why I thought it would make you happy.
I've had it for years for toppings when I go to Froyo places, but never as ice cream. I'm all in.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
You look like a total cinnamon crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I don't know that. What is
no,
that?
No, I figured it'd be. I don't know what that means.
But it makes, it's a good you know thing, Kayla.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Get out the way. Get out the
Thank
way.
Thank you, Chet.
Get out the way.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This is one of those emails where they're asking for a P1 score, and I'm not sure we need one. I manage an employee who has an attitude problem. Kevin's a couple years out of college. He's got management ambitions. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Damn.
He did excellent work for several months after he was hired. The quality of his work is not the issue here. Uh-oh. Problem started about 3 months ago when I promoted another team member with a little more experience and a lot more professionalism to team lead. Kevin was angry.
Oh, God.
He showed it by acting like a child, pouting through meetings or derailing them with side conversations, making jokes about wasting company money, and telling us all about how drunk he'd been that weekend. Well, this sounds like me.
No, it doesn't. No.
A little bit. On occasion. I had to come to Jesus meeting with Kevin before the new year.
Uh-oh.
We all thought he was back on track until recently. Our company began to require more meetings. And when a different team member politely complained there were too many, Kevin laughed and yelled, "Burn!" in the middle of the meeting.
Kevin.
No, Kevin's an idiot. I'm sorry. Yes, it's funny. It's funny-ish. It's kind of funny. But Kevin, you are stupid.
Oh, my God.
And personally, I've had enough. How do I handle this? I'll tell you how to handle this. Fire Kevin.
Yes.
Don't you fire Kevin. Lil Jess, as an employee with a bad attitude, she doesn't really have a bad attitude. She just plays one on the radio.
Yeah.
Honestly, Lil Jess is a very conscientious employee. She doesn't want everybody else to know that.
Yeah.
isn't that about right? Because you really are. You're very, very serious about your job.
I wouldn't say serious about my job.
I feel like you take your job seriously, but it's your livelihood, as you should take your job seriously.
I'm just going to say this straight out. She's a very conscientious employee. In fact, a lot of this is smokescreen. I don't think she really means it. And she does use it for a cover to get away with stuff. She will.
I definitely do use a cover and have a mask for sure.
Yeah. Use this as a cover so you can get away with when you feel like being a bad employee.
Yeah.
Okay, so as an employee with an attitude problem, what do you do about this? Do you fire Kevin?
I don't think you can. Actually, in my opinion, I would give because this person is saying that the work ethic is great, it's just the attitude. I like that they had a come to Jesus moment, but I would probably get him books on management, leadership, attitude issues and give him another shot maybe.
Who's paying for the books?
I mean, the manager makes money.
If I said, well, you got to buy your own books, you'd be like, I'm not doing that.
Oh, no, he's not going to buy his own books because he's not going to buy into it. You need to invest in helping him out. He's so young that there's time to help him out.
And I feel like his soul is a little bit crushed right now. So maybe helping your boy out, because you said he has potential. He just needs a reset.
Was the come to Jesus before or after he didn't get the promotion? It was after.
Was it after?
Yeah, it was after. So he's already had a meeting. So now he's had the come to Jesus meeting. Now give him another book.
Now I would say you actually need an action plan.
Oof. Everybody who works in a casino. Have you ever worked in a casino?
No.
Everybody who works in a casino right now just went, ooh, and they got the cold chill down their back, because action plan means you're getting fired.
Yeah. So then maybe he'll get his act together.
No. But like in the casinos, if you got the action plan, you're already getting fired.
You're
just there documenting. At that point,
to save their butts. Well, I feel
so you
like
give him one more chance.
I would give him one more chance.
Oh, yeah, give him another chance.
You yell out burn one more time. You fire him on the spot. He yells out burn in the middle of the burn. Oh, shit, burn. Yeah, he's out.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So the big sports news today is that they're talking about bringing, you know, the Golden Knights have an American League team. The American Hockey League is the league below the NHL.
Okay.
And they have a team in Chicago. So the word is that we're gonna not have our affiliation with the Chicago team anymore and bring a team back to Orleans Arena. So we'd have two teams.
Wow.
We'd have two teams now.
Wow, okay.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I'm thumbs up on this.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
How come?
Why?
Because I want... Never mind. No, thumbs down. Vegas Knights all the way.
But it is kind of the Vegas. It is the Vegas Golden Knights. It's the guys, the minor league guys.
Yeah.
So they don't have to bring them all the way from Chicago.
I love it because I feel like Vegas has become a hockey town now. And the buzz behind it, like by the way, I lived in Tampa where they've had a team for years now, and I didn't care one lick about hockey. And then we get a hockey team here and I'm like, dude, this is legit.
Different vibe. Yeah, different.
So different.
Different vibe. But you just don't want it.
No, and then at the Orleans Arena, nah.
Well, the Wranglers played there for a long time. It's decent for hockey. It's pretty good for hockey. The thing I like about it is that people who can't afford Golden Knights tickets now will be able to afford this.
That's my question about the ticket prices, is what does that look like exactly?
Oh, no, it'll be cheaper.
good.
It'll be cheaper.
Because my boyfriend and I love that. It's like a casual date night. That would be so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Dinner and then go see them.
This just in. People go to those games, they'll be drunk. People go to those games, they'll be like, you know, you think now at the Golden Knights games? Because this will be for us, for the people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are the rich people at the Golden Knights games.
I mean, I can afford Golden Knights tickets. They don't do a bad job.
Well, you're rich.
Just, yeah. No, that is not
true. Yeah, because you got it like that.
No, very well placed friends. No, but we can afford it. It's just we can't afford it all the time. Like, I know a lot of my friends go all the time, and I can't afford that.
So now I've completely forgotten. Are you in or are you out?
I'm totally in.
Okay, good.
Now I'm still out.
No, that's okay. I did. I just looked at Little Jazz, and she was like, don't ask me again. She gave me the look, and she gave me the look like, don't ask me again.
Yeah.
And just in case you're wondering where they've been, it was All-Star Game this last weekend, and then they have a bye week. They have, for whatever reason, they schedule in a week of rest. It's self-care.
Good.
I guess. And then they'll play again at Carolina on Friday. Four more games on the road, and then they'll be back here on February 8th.
Wow.
Runner Rebels have the week off, too. They'll play at Colorado State on Friday. So good. And I'm so excited for this game. The more I'm thinking about it, the more excited. It's called Don't Blow It, okay?
Okay.
We're going to get three people on the phone. Not right now. Probably about 20 minutes, I guess.
Okay.
We get three people on the phone. We're going to play Super Bowl trivia factor full of it.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Okay.
All three have to get it right, or nobody wins.
Ooh.
All three have to get their answers right.
Oh, God.
So either everybody wins, or nobody wins. We'll do that in about 20 minutes.
Sounds good.
And we'll play that music.
That's intense.
It's so perfect. Very, very excited about this. Non-traditional living arrangements now, more common than ever. You know, just like people, everybody living with everybody, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Schumer, for example, she lives with her husband. They have a new baby boy. And Amy Schumer's ex-boyfriend also living with them.
So weird.
Or is it anymore? And think about this. So this guy's name is Kyle. He's a comedian. He's an actor. He used to write for Amy's for her other show. And then he moved in about a month and a half ago to help Amy develop her new Hulu series. He says, and I quote, "Her apartment is beautiful. If you saw this place, you'd stay too. I'm supposed to leave in about 3 weeks, but I don't think I'm gonna." Surprisingly, it's totally cool with Amy's husband, Chris.
Okay.
Kyle says, "We bro out. We play chess, and all the food is really good, and it's free." Chris is a chef, and apparently he has no problem with this. To which I said, "Well, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's great. It's another reason why people, who, you know, Hollywood people, are just better than you, because
much more evolved.
Have we not all had a sketch roommate at one point in our lives?
Oh yeah, I've had several.
We were pretty sure Kayla's old roommate was a hooker.
Oh yeah."
There was one time, several times that I came home and there was just like wads of like hundreds sitting on the counter. And I'm like, what?
And nobody ever knew what she did.
She never had a job.
By the way, let me put it to you this way too. She's a very friendly girl.
Yeah.
She was. She was very friendly. Not friendly like that, but she was, nice, charming.
Yeah.
Charming girl. Nobody knew what she did. And, you know, and it wasn't for Kayla. Because was it your apartment or her apartment? It was your apartment.
It was my apartment, and then she moved in.
And then she moved in.
Yeah.
So you can't ask questions. Not really any of your business. You know what I mean?
I think you can, because I would be afraid that it was illegal, like drugs or something, and I don't want anyone coming up in my spot.
As long as she's not bringing them in.
Yeah, she was never like drug person, but it was just like, I never knew what she did with her day, and then like, she slept at odd hours. It was just a really weird thing.
Yeah, and it wasn't like there were random dudes, you know, Porky Pigging it in the house, you know, shirt, no pants.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that was happening. Did you ever see a dude? Was there ever a dude?
One time
a dude. And we think he
hung out like all day, and I was like,
yeah, it's a legitimate dude.
He could have been a legit
That's
dude.
A legit dude.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's a legit dude. But we didn't know what she did. And by the way, she could have been a cocktailer. She could have been a waitress. But you would usually you'd see the uniform.
Yeah.
Or something.
Exactly.
There was no uniform. There's no uniform, Jessica.
See, this is why I can't do roommates. I was getting kind of used to
being so when you left. I've always felt kind of bad for Louis Capaldi anyway. I just have.
Why?
Well, the poor kid. You know what I mean? He just
Why?
Wants-
because he almost got a seat filler the other day at the Grammys.
Well, that too. See, so it starts out with this song. And I mean, the poor kid, he's brokenhearted. Just he was getting kind of used to being someone you loved.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then he gets screwed over. And so he goes all Taylor Swift on it and writes a song about it. You know, and then the song's a hit, but nobody takes him seriously.
Sure.
Because, you know, he's heavy Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, he really is, you though. Know? He's got a very thick it's accent.
Sad. It's
yeah.
sad. I look, and I realize Irish, Scottish, whatever. I got you. Or British. I don't know what it is. But, you know, so I always feel bad. And then the guy goes to the Grammy. So he's got his one night. He's got his one big night. And they're putting him up front. And he's wearing a tux. And he's doing all that kind of stuff. And Alicia Keys does a song about him, you know, based off of his song and everything. And then some chick comes up and goes, hey, do you mind swapping out with me, bro? Because she thinks he's a seat filler.
So funny.
Is it?
It is funny for Louis Capaldi because he's very Ed Sheeran-like, and I feel like Ed Sheeran would be totally okay with that. So I'm basing that solely on their comparison.
Poor Louis Capaldi.
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed, or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
I don't want to hear, there's some people that I'm truly interested. See, there's a fine line between a great interview question and a bad interview question. Like, I would want to know what Louis Capaldi did before. If you ever hear me ask the question, what did you do before you did this? What was your last job before you did this? There's two ways that's going. Number one, you're such a big star that I'm super interested if you worked at Popeyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or if you're Louis Capaldi, I want to know where I can find you in another 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Because you're going back to that gig.
Oh, no, don't.
That's, you know, that's true. What's it, really, you think Louis Capaldi's poised? Is Kayla, you're in the music meetings.
Yes.
Is Louis Capaldi poised to have another hit record?
I've heard the next song that the record label is pushing, and to me, that's not a hit.
Because this song sounds just like the last song.
Exactly.
And that ain't happening.
That's not an insult. That's just his sound.
You don't need to soft pedal it.
I'm just trying.
Everyone knows you're a nice person. Everyone knows.
Is it wrong that I want Louis Capaldi to know that?
I want Louis Capaldi to know that.
He's the dopest guy ever.
I love Louis Capaldi.
Dude, when he came to Sound House, he's the nicest guy ever. So it makes me feel bad saying that.
Yes. And I hope whatever he does is in customer service because I think he'd be really good at it. No, because this is it. It's it for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry about that. I hope he'll find a nice job as a backup singer or whatever.
Maybe.
Did I not start this by saying how bad I feel for Louis?
I don't really think you feel that bad.
I do. I'm being misrepresented
right
now.
Yes, absolutely.
Sketch roommates. So we were pretty sure that Kayla, had a roommate that whatever her job was. Is not legal in Clark County.
No proof, but
no.
There were signs. There were so many signs.
No, and she was great. I think secretly we were kind of hoping she was.
Yeah, because that would have been legit. I could ask her so many questions about it because I've always been curious.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever had a sketch roommate?
Well, I had a dude that he was kind of down on his luck. So I said, and it was after I'd gotten divorced. So it's a pretty sizable house in Centennial Hills.
Yeah.
And just me and the dogs just rattling around in this house. It was like, so my buddy was having troubles. And I said, why don't you move in? And this dude, like, drank all my booze.
Never
paid rent. I let him drive. I had a Jeep that I loved. I loved the Jeep. And he ran the Jeep after he drank all my booze and then apparently drank somebody else's booze. Then ran my Jeep into the side of the garage.
Oh, no.
Never gave me a dollar. And at one point, this all comes to a head. And if you don't know me on a personal level, like I'm like, you got to go a long way to get me angry, but once I'm angry, then I'm angry for real. And this all came to a head one day. And I said, you've never even paid one thin dime, and I've given you money and the car and everything. He goes, oh, I've given you thousands of dollars. And I'm like, Where was it?
Are you storing it in the walls?
Did I miss? Are you just leaving it around and I'm supposed to find it? Where is it? Oh, I'll show you the checks. And I'm like, you're drunk now. And it was just
did he ever show you the
It was
the
bad.
Checks?
And I was like, yeah, that's it. Yeah. And then thank God I met my wife.
You gotta go, bro.
I just got a text from a buddy of mine. You're not talking about my brother, are you? No, I am not. I am not, but thank you for asking.
Thank you for reminding.
No. Oh, that's a different story.
I lived with your brother. What are you talking about? I love your brother.
That story's tomorrow.
What are you talking about? I love your brother.
That's
great. He's one of my favorites. Tell us about your sketch roommate at 702-364-9890. Is your name really Mignon?
Yes.
As in, no, everybody asks. I'm not going to ask.
Yes,
I'm no, I'm sorry. I feel bad for even going down that path. Your sketch roommate was like my sketch roommate.
Oh my gosh, it was awful. It was university housing, and so we didn't know the roommate when we got her. One time we walked in the house, and there was two dudes cutting somebody's hair in our kitchen, and we didn't know who they were, and she was nowhere to be around, to be found.
Yeah,
she refused to get a space heater, and we told her, hey, your room is cold, but she would run the heat up and they wouldn't pay the bill, so we took the thermostat off the wall so she couldn't change it.
And then
all the cooking utensils, all the pots, pans, plates, everything was mine. And one time she cooked spaghetti and left the spaghetti in the pot and, like, the ground beef, like, a half-eaten bowl on the counter. So we, like, took all the stuff out of the kitchen and locked it in our room so she couldn't use it. So she had to buy, like, paper plates and stuff. And
at one point, you gotta go. But thank you.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Just like this phone call. You need to just go to him and go, enough.
Yeah.
Get out. We love you. Have a great day.
You too.
You need to call more often. She's awesome. So your roommate, Lindsay, your roommate would just fight with you all the time?
She was like the roommate from hell. Granted, I'm renting a room in a house where every room is a lease, so I knew what I was getting into, but this chick takes the cake, okay? So she, it escalated to the point that she kept turning the heat up. Apparently everybody has issues with the thermostat. So she would turn the heat up to like 85 degrees, maybe 90 degrees upstairs, and we asked her how to quit doing that. She laughs about it, saying, you know, y'all are just being rude. And it escalated to her saying, I'll just beat you.
85 degrees, though.
That's
I'm sorry,
ridiculous.
But she turned
Lindsay,
the. You could have stopped at 85 degrees. I like a warm room. You're cranking the AC up to 85 degrees.
What have we learned here? That's the first question you have to ask. What temperature do you like the house? And if you're not within 2 or 3 degrees, get out.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I know this is a good game because Kayla's freaked out and she's not even playing. Kayla's freaked out. You don't have to do anything. You're fine.
Oh, thank God. Pressure's on everyone else.
Literally, she was like, well, the song's playing. She's like, I really don't have to do anything, right? No, you're fine. But the idea that everybody could lose if she screwed this up, she's worried about it.
That's my biggest fear.
It's a don't blow it edition of Factor Full of It. So, the three people on the line are who?
Brooks the Fish Slater from Spring Valley, Tiara King from Southwest, and Kristen Marr from Silverado Ranch.
Everybody has problems with that, don't they?
Always.
Well, Kristen, here's the thing. You're third up. The pressure is going to be all on you.
Mm-hmm.
So please hold. We'll be back in just a moment. So here we go. We're going to ask you one Super Bowl trivia Factor Full of It question. All you have to do is answer right. Start with you, Brooks the Fish.
Okay.
And either you get yours right or everybody loses. You, Tierra, Kristen, everybody loses if you don't get this right, Fish. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Super Bowl actually got its name after Kansas City Chiefs owner Lamar Hunt saw his daughter playing with a Super Ball. Fact or full of it?
Full of it.
Fish, it's actually a fact.
Oh!
Goodbye now. Kristen, the pressure's off because Fish ruined it for everybody.
Dang it, Fish!
Goodbye. Tierra, I'm sorry. You didn't even get a chance.
No, not at all.
Fish blew it for everybody.
Damn the fish.
I know.
Goodbye. Yeah, the Super Bowl itself, the Kansas City Chiefs owner Lamar Hunt saw his daughter playing with, that actual Super Bowl, which gave him the idea for the Super Bowl, is actually on display at the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.
No way.
Wow. We need three more of you. 702-364-9898. Don't blow it. Because either everybody wins.
Or nobody wins.
Or nobody wins. Chet Buchanan Show. Call now. Good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! So Selena Gomez telling people that she was a victim of emotional abuse. We all knew that song was about Bieber.
It had to be.
We all knew that song was about Bieber. Do you see the story?
Yeah, she said, it has a different meaning for me now from when I wrote it. I felt I didn't get a respectful closure, and I had to accept that. But I know I needed some way to just say a few things that I wish I had back then.
Yeah, because everybody said this song is about Bieber before, and she came out and said, no, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. But now it's just kind of...
It's evolved into something more, but yeah, it definitely came from that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody good Tuesday. Chet Buchanan
Show. Yes, I know.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Feeling good. This game, did I tell you this game is great?
This game is fun, though.
I love how cutthroat it is.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
What are we going to do? I wanted to come up with something else, but it's like, sorry, got to go.
Exactly.
Show's over at 10. We need a winner.
That is true.
And it could take us that.
Yeah.
That was the part I didn't consider was that. This might take a little time. Mm-hmm. I have great trust and faith in our audience.
We got this.
And our listeners. I really do. So here's the deal. We played Fact or Full of It on this show a million times. We give you a fact or we give you a statement. You say whether it's fact or full of it. But here's the deal. Three people on the phone. And either everybody wins or nobody wins.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we have this time around?
Carrie Preisler from Henderson.
Uh-huh.
Brian Kessler from Summerlin.
Okay.
And Brian Davis from the West Side.
Mm-hmm. Two dudes. Carrie, you're first.
Oh, yay. Okay.
The very first Super Bowl did not even sell out. Fact or full of it?
I say that's a fact.
It's a fact.
Yeah!
Wow.
30,000 empty seats in the LA Coliseum at the very first Super Bowl. Carrie, you've done your job. You've served this group well. Please hang on.
Okay.
And let's hope that neither of the Bryans screw it up. Brian with a Y.
Brian with a Y.
Brian Kessler.
Brian Kessler. Yep.
Our boy Brian Kessler
from Summerlin.
Who I told to lower the radio.
Is it the radio or is it your Bluetooth?
Is it the radio or is it your Bluetooth?
Oh, you've got us on speakerphone. Do you have us on speakerphone?
Yes.
He's
you got to take it off speaker.
Well, he's driving, so what are we going to do?
What are we going to do, you know?
This is highly annoying. Brian. Okay, thank you, Brian. We appreciate you. All right, here we go. So, Brian.
Yes.
For the Yeah, I gotcha. Hang on a second. We're building tension, Brian, please. The nickname for the trophy given to the Super Bowl champion is Big Bertha. Is that a fact? Or are we full of it? The nickname for the trophy given to the Super Bowl champion is Big Bertha. You got to get this right or nobody wins.
Full of it.
Brian says, full of it. Brian is right.
Kessler for the win.
Kessler.
Oh, my God.
Elise keeps it going.
I'm so nervous right now.
Carrie, you're still in it.
Okay, I'm excited.
Either Brian Davis from the West Side. Brian, either you get this right and everybody wins.
All right.
Or you screw this up and nobody wins.
But we all remember your name.
That's right. We all remember. But Brian, for the win for everybody, or for the loss for everyone, for the win for everybody or the win for nobody.
Come on, come on.
The Super Bowl trophy, Brian, is made by Tiffany & Company. Fact or full of it? You know the Tiffany. You know the Tiffany people, right?
The blue box.
Yeah. Sure. Do they make the Super Bowl trophy?
Full of it.
If Brian gets this right, everybody wins.
Yeah.
If Brian gets it wrong, nobody wins. The Super Bowl trophy is made by Tiffany & Company, and Brian says full of it. The Super Bowl trophy is made by Tiffany and Company. Brian got it wrong. Nobody wins. Goodbye, Brian. Goodbye, Brian Kessler. Goodbye, Carrie Chrysler.
Bye.
Jeff Buchanan.
I listen in the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, I told you this is a good game.
I like this game. Mainly because there's no pressure on me.
Yeah, there's no pressure on you, so it's good. A Don't Blow It edition of Super Bowl Fact or Full of It. Either everybody wins or nobody wins. So far, ain't nobody won. Who's lined up this time, Lil Jess?
Brian Wolford from the South Side.
Uh-huh.
Brett Lane from the East Side.
East Side.
And Karina Pat from Northtown.
Hey! I'm telling you this right now, Karina's stone cold killer. If it gets to you, you guys are winning, huh? If it gets to you, y'all are winning. That's right. Karina doesn't play.
Man.
No, I got faith in you. Hopefully these boys won't screw it up. All right.
Oh, no. I'm so nervous. I suck at these games. Don't give me the trophy yet.
No big deep breath. I got faith in you.
Oh, great.
Just trying to keep it positive. Brian Wolford from the South Side.
How goes it?
We'll find out, won't we?
I guess so.
Yeah, we'll start with you.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, Brian. Somebody taped over the only copy of the first Super Bowl. Fact or full of it?
Full of it.
Supposedly, the network reused the tape to record a soap opera. That is a fact, my brother.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Right now, we're trying to put people in for the world's largest office pool, but no one seems to want to win.
Yeah.
Heading into round...
four.
Round number four. Round number four. Don't Blow It edition of Super Bowl Factor Full of It. Three contestants on the line. If all three get their Factor Full of It questions correct, they all get squares on the big board for the world's largest office pool. And a chance to win four Jonas Brothers tickets?
Four Jonas Brothers tickets for the residency when they come to the Park Theater at the Park MGM. You get JBL Reflect Flow wireless headphones and a $50 Visa gift card.
That's every quarter.
Yeah.
That's every quarter. And if you got the right numbers, you can end up just running the table on the whole thing. So there's a little at stake.
Yeah.
And either everybody wins... or nobody wins. So far, nobody has won. Who are our contestants this time, Lil Jess?
Peyton Dorsey from Northtown.
Hey.
Jessica Pauly from Aliante.
Cool.
And Hannah Rubinson from Northtown.
Hey. You know what? And Hannah's a pressure player.
Oh, yeah.
Hannah's
oh,
a yeah. You know what I was saying a minute ago about Karina? Hannah, stone cold killer. If they get to Hannah, she's going to make this happen. I feel it. Okay, get ready. We'll
Better.
See. Well, I know, right? We'll see if we get that far. See if everybody doesn't screw it up first. You know what? I didn't know until this morning that the Super Bowl trophy was made by Tiffany.
I didn't know that either.
Kind of cool.
I picture it in a different way now for some reason. Like,
well, I always think they got to figure out a way to not get everybody's smudgy fingerprints all over.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You think they, you know, it's 2020.
Mm-hmm.
2020. You should be able to. All right. So, hey, Peyton.
Hey, how you doing?
In the 2019 Super Bowl, CBS, who televised last year's Super Bowl, used 700 cameras. Factor full of it.
I'll say full of it.
Last year, CBS used 115 cameras.
Good job.
Full of it is correct. Peyton handled your business. Nice job. Hang on one second. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Now it's up to you to keep it going. Peyton did his job.
Okay. Alright.
It's just a coin flip. You don't have to worry about anything. So, Jessica, you know that yellow line that shows where the first down is when you're watching the game on TV? You know that yellow line? It costs about $20,000 per game. $20,000 per game for TV networks to display that yellow line that shows where the first down is. Fact or full of it?
Fact.
It adds up to about $5 million a year, $20,000 per game.
Wow.
That is a fact.
Hey.
Jessica, pressure player. Nice job.
All right.
Hang on one second.
Oh my God.
Hannah from Northtown. Hey.
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 How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm nervous.
Don't make a liar out of me.
Oh, this is good.
Stone cold killer. Pressure player. Hannah from Northtown. I'm finding you a good one. So I'm trying to come up. I'm trying to find one you'll get. Okay, you ready?
I think so. Let's do this.
The Super Bowl this year is at Hard Rock Stadium outside of Miami. Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah.
It's going to be Hard Rock Stadium until 2034. Previous to being Hard Rock Stadium, it has had 5 different names. No more than that, no less than that. 5 different names before becoming Hard Rock Stadium. Fact or full of it for the win. If you get this right, everybody wins. You get this wrong, nobody wins.
Oh.
I'll say the question one more time. Hard Rock Stadium. And it'll be Hard Rock Stadium till 2034.
Oops.
Huh? Oops. Hard Rock Stadium will be Hard Rock Stadium till 2034. Before this, it has had 5 different names. Factor full of it.
I'm going to go with fact.
Hard Rock Stadium. And it's going to be Hard Rock Stadium until 2034. Previous to this, eight different names.
No!
8 different names. Goodbye, Hannah from Northtown. Hey.
Oh.
Nay.
Goodbye, Jessica.
Nay. Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye, Peyton.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
8 different names. Well, actually seven before this, but Joe Robbie Stadium, Pro Player Park, Pro Player Stadium, Dolphins Stadium, Landshark Stadium, Sun Life Stadium, New Miami Stadium, and now Hard Rock Stadium.
Oh, no.
No one wins. Shall we continue?
Might as well do one more round. Gotta go at least five
rounds.
Just
one more?
Yeah.
Just one more round?
How you feeling?
By the way, that news broke earlier today that Vegas Golden Knights might be bringing their American League team. The minor league team, they might be bringing it from Chicago to here.
Yeah.
The name, from what I understand, will be Henderson Silver Knights.
Oh, nice. Oh. Okay.
Which I had always kind of thought it would be Silver Knights. Anyway, remember when they first started and they were fighting for this Golden Knights name, but then the Army was like, excuse me, that's the name of our parachute group. And
yeah.
We're not giving it up. And then, you know what I mean? And then there was kind of there's a brouhaha.
Yeah.
And everybody went, just call it Silver Knights. Well, now it looks like they'll call it. And even though they'll play at
Orleans.
Though they'll play at Orleans, which is very definitely not Henderson, but they'll call them Henderson Silver Knights. So you can differentiate.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying?
Got it.
And then they'll use the new rink over there.
In Henderson, yes, on
See
Water
how
Street.
It all works out.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, who knew it would end up like this? Not me.
Nope.
It's a Don't Blow It edition of Super Bowl Fact or Full of It. We read you a Super Bowl fact, or a Super Bowl statement, I guess, because they're not all facts. We read you a statement about the Super Bowl. That's how that works.
Yes.
You determine whether it's a fact or whether it's full of it. Three people are on the line. If all three get it right, everybody wins.
Woo!
If somebody gets it wrong, nobody wins.
Yeah.
And so far, we're in round number
5.
Jeez.
This is the 5th round. Yeah.
Who's getting after it this time, Lil Jess?
Joe Frank from the East Side.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Romero from Northtown. Hey.
Yes, hey.
And Christina Blaze from Northtown.
Also from Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
Christina Blaze. My button broken. Okay, there we go. Is that your real name, Christina?
It is.
I love that. And I bet everybody asks you, too. I think I've asked you before if that's your real name.
Quite a few times.
Yeah,
actually.
I would imagine. Well, I'm fascinated. All right. Well, it's all going to be on you in a minute. Hang on one second, okay?
Got this.
Again, I like our anchor, even though they've kind of let us down a couple of times. I like everybody who's running the anchor leg.
Yeah.
Today. No, yeah. Seriously, I'm not kidding. All right, Joe Frank.
Yo.
Joe, I bet you know this one. I feel confident. A 30-second commercial during Super Bowl I cost $37,500. That's a lot back in those days.
Yeah.
Now, this year, 2020, 30 seconds on the Super Bowl broadcast is going for $5.6 million. Is that a fact? Or am I, like usual, full of it?
Full of it.
Oh, Joe. No.
Definitely a fact.
5.6 million is a fact. Goodbye, Joe.
Aww.
We didn't even get a chance, Jennifer. Goodbye, Jennifer.
I know.
What the hell? Yeah, Christina, you knew that one, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Of course you did. You knew that one. Christina knew all of them. Everybody knew that one.
4.5 million last year, so it went up 1.1 million, and there was a huge discussion on CNN about it.
Okay, now you're just showing off. Goodbye, Jennifer or Christina.
Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Lil Jess, because she's an outstanding producer, won't get off my back about mentioning to you that. No, you know what? Good for you. Thank yeah. you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for no, she's been on me for like 45 minutes. And I'm like, I'll do it. I'll do it. I promise.
Got it. I
and
swear.
Then I keep it. I'm like, sorry. Yeah, thank you to our friends at Centennial Toyota for the custom Chet Buchanan Show shirts. Oh, and by the way, the other thing too, final exam today. What edition of Super Bowl Factor Full of It did we do today? For an hour. the answer is
Don't Blow It.
It's Don't Blow It edition.
Yeah.
Final exam brought to you by Meineke, home of the 1995 synthetic oil change. Boom, that just happened. Meineke. So yeah, this is gonna be the last time because even I'm bored now. And I'm never bored. No. I'm tired of this game now. Actually, I'm not. I would play until 3 o'clock this afternoon. If I thought we could do it, I would be in here just like sweat pouring off my forehead. Just like, okay, one more.
Just one more round.
My wife calling, what happened to you? Where are you? Did you go to the bar again?
Did you
and Kayla go to the bar after work again? Maybe. All right. Who's playing, Lil Jess?
Logan Atkins from Nellis Air Force Base.
Uh-huh.
Erica Vasquez from Summerlin.
I like her.
And Daniel Lopez from Summerlin.
Never met her before, but I like her. I think Daniel and Kayla, Siri, you were joking about Daniel, right?
I was joking. Daniel's a ringer. Let's do this.
But Logan, it all starts with you. And by the way, thank you for your service. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
A girl's name Logan. Have you ever met
a girl named Logan?
You ever met a girl named Logan that wasn't hot? Not me. I'm serious. No. Logan, Morgan, and Tiffany. I'm a believer.
My daughter's Tiffany, and it's her birthday.
And she's hot, right? Because you know why? Because
she
got
12.
It. Because she got it from her mama. But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
Thank you so much. Yes, I do.
No, she's beautiful because her name's, which one is she? She's
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Because her name's Tiffany, and she got it from her mama. That's all I'm saying. And again, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Logan.
Yes.
Despite strong viewership every year, we always hear about the millions of people who watch Super Bowl. No Super Bowl currently ranks in the list of the top 10 shows of all time. Is that a fact or is it full of it?
That is full of it. No. Yes. Full of it.
Final answer?
For the past 10?
No.
Oh.
No Super Bowl. None of the Super Bowl. Okay. Despite strong viewership every year, no Super Bowl. None of them. Currently ranks in the list of the top 10 shows of all time.
Oh.
I think that's true because I know last year it was beaten out by the Game of Thrones.
So fact?
Fact.
Or full of it?
Fact.
Kayla's brow is furrowed.
Because I know something.
Which way would you go on this?
I'd say fact.
You would say fact that no Super Bowl currently ranks in the list of top 10 shows of all time.
I would say fact.
And Logan says fact. And Logan also says fact. Lil Jess, do you know?
I do not know.
Which way would you lean?
Fact.
Oh, you guys. Of the top 10 most watched American television programs of all time, 9 of them are Super Bowls.
I didn't think American.
9 out of the 10.
I was thinking
that
even
possible.
That's the reason I said facts. It was like I was thinking in my head. I didn't know American.
9 of the 9 of the 10. No, and even worldwide. And even worldwide.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, Super Bowl 49, Seahawks, Patriots, when they should have given the ball to Marshawn Lynch.
Well, see, you learn something new every day.
That was the most watched sporting event in U.S. history with 114 million viewers.
Wow.
Yeah. Goodbye, Logan.
Goodbye. I love you guys.
Thank you again. We love you back. A lot.
God bless you.
Yeah,
I know.
All right. Goodbye, Erica. Didn't even get a chance.
I know. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye, Daniel.
Asta.
Sorry, Daniel. I know you're still a ringer.
Asta lasagna. Asta lasagna. Don't get none on you.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I'm exhausted.
That was an hour-long game.
We did an hour-long.
Oh, my God.
Don't blow it for Super Bowl factor full of it. No, it's fun. I was trying to get names. Jessica, I need you.
Right. She's writing down the information.
Well, one of the winners is getting San Francisco 9, Kansas City 8. Got to be honest, it only really matters to them. So one of the winners gets San Francisco 9, Kansas City 8.
Okay.
Which, by the way, You want this. You want somebody else to have San Francisco 9, Kansas City 8. And I appreciate that you worked so hard and that there were people who played so hard. You okay?
Yeah, I just bless look
you.
Off.
Yeah, bless you. San Francisco, you want somebody else to have that number. Now, somebody else is getting San Francisco 4, Kansas City 6. You probably wanted that one.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Julie, did you get that one? Julie, you all right?
I'm dying.
Hello.
Hang on, Julie. I might have to put my CPR knowledge to use. Hang on a second. You okay?
Yeah, I was
like, what have we learned? You can't eat salad.
I know, I'm not supposed to eat salad.
You can't eat salad while we're doing the show. Just have you noticed? I have not eaten a baby carrot on this show in years.
You almost died a few years ago.
Sure did.
On air.
Kayla said, do you need the Heimlich? And I went, no.
We shouldn't laugh at that, but in all fairness, I was very concerned.
Well, I didn't.
You were turning a different shade at one point.
No, we should laugh at that. I didn't die.
Yeah.
I almost did, but I did not, so it's fine. Julie, did you find out what numbers you have?
I did not.
Did Julie get the good ones? Did she get the San Francisco 4, Kansas City 6?
She did.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, so you didn't, and by the way, you didn't want San Francisco 3 and Kansas City 5. Somebody else took those. So you're good.
All right.
And on top of that, and you know what else, Julie? Today really is your lucky day.
Do I get a joke?
How did you know?
Because I listened.
Kayla's got a joke.
Julie, where do you go to learn how to make ice cream?
I don't know. Where do you go?
I was thinking Ben and Jerry's, but that's being a little too literal, I think.
Yes. No.
I think that Anderson Dairy. Do you go to Anderson Dairy on a field trip in fourth grade like everybody did?
Not that one.
All right. Where do you go? What? What's the question?
Where do you go to learn how to make ice cream?
Like Julie said, where do you go?
Sunday school.
Man, that was a long way around. A long way around that one. Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5. Yeah. Wake up. You woke up with us. Now take us to work. The Chet Buchanan Show. Kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC.
I was like, why all of a sudden am I getting a bunch of stories about flying in my timeline? I had to book plane tickets last night.
Oh, where are you
That's
going?
Why. I'm like, so literally 10 seconds before he came on the air, I'm like, Why is everybody throwing stories at me about flying? That's why. Do you still print a paper boarding pass?
I do.
Why?
I like having it in my hand. So when I go and I do the self check-in or whatever, it's no big deal. They ask if you want a paper copy. I say, yeah.
I do it because you never know about your phone. Like, battery might die or something. I don't know.
That's what this Emily Price said. She's on Life Hacker.
Oh.
And having a paper boarding pass is just easier. Yes, my boarding pass is in my airline app, but while I'm waiting in line to flash that pass, I'm going to want to check email on my phone or text a friend or scroll Instagram. Really, I'm going to want to do anything but keep that pass up on my phone, which means somehow, some way, it's going to be impossibly hard to pull up when it's my turn.
Right?
Well,
you kind of work ahead a little bit.
Well,
you know
I find it hard because sometimes the screen isn't light enough and sometimes a little scanner. If I have the passport on my phone and it doesn't scan it and then you're the person holding up the line, so I'm like, I'd rather just do a ticket and be done with the whole process.
Yeah.
That's the only I swear, it's the only reason I do it because I don't want to be an inconvenience.
I never do anymore. I can't remember the last time I printed one out.
Really?
Mm-mm. And then she went on to talk about, my phone will die on the plane. Well, yeah, you just, once it gets to that, when you're getting down to it, stop using your phone.
Exactly.
Now, when you're cleared for the pre-check thing, do you still have to show that ticket?
TSA pre-check?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That process is still the same.
Yeah. Okay. And they were saying too that pre-check's not so great anymore just because so many people have it.
Yeah.
And
you want clear. Clear is what you want now.
Yeah, if they have it at the airport.
So Denver.
But it's $185.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
When I came back from Denver like 2 weeks ago, they had clear. And the TSA pre-check line was so long. Still faster than the regular line, but still really long. Yeah. And I'm looking at everyone going through clear. They're like, it takes 5 minutes. I go, I might want to be clear pretty soon.
It's just the good news when I do fly, I usually end up flying out of Terminal 3 here, and I end up flying at off times. So I very rarely get caught up in the pre-check line.
Yeah.
Very rarely do I get hung up. Not enough where I can justify, because clear is just enough money that I'm like, whew, it's just enough money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to spend it.
Well, I hate that you told me about the TSA thing, because I'm actually going to my appointment on Friday, and now I'm like, is that even worth the $85?
No. Pre-check is worth it.
Totally worth
so
it.
So still
to
do
me,
it.
Okay. To pre-check, anything is better than not pre-check.
Okay.
anything is better than
that. I will
that.
Tell you, like, during, like, the Terminal 1 for me is you don't really notice that much of a difference for me. When you go to Terminal 3 here at McCarran, I'm like, yeah.
That's what I said. Terminal 3 is a bit
so worth it.
Also, for me, C different than D.
Very different. Oh, you're right.
Okay.
But I don't know what that, I don't even know what that means. Just that it is. That's all I know. Well, shoot, I was also going to ask you about taking your shoes off on a plane, but I don't think we have that kind of time. I mean, honestly, I think we, do you?
Shoot. No, you never do. No, never.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, God. No. Planes are so filthy. Oh, my God. So bad.
Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay. All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Oh, my goodness. We got to go. Who's on the phone, little Jess?
Tammy Feltz from Henderson.
Well, hello, Tammy.
Well, hello there.
Earlier this morning, we played an hour-long edition of Super Bowl Factor full of it. It was a special edition. What edition was it?
It's called Don't Blow It.
Don't Blow It, and everybody blew it.
Exactly.
I know.
We went six rounds.
I tried to get in for that, but I didn't have any luck.
Sissy, we are going to play again tomorrow right about 7:30. Does that work for you?
Okay. That works for me.
You got like 7:35, 7:40-ish.
Cool. Okay. I get off work at 7 a.m., so I'll be wide awake.
I love that we are your night show.
That's incredible.
That's
I stayed up all day just to listen to you.
Yeah,
so
you
now
did.
I can
You're
go
amazing.
To bed.
She's like, are you kidding me? It's freaking light out. Wrap this up, will you? Well, this is awesome. You have Lauv tickets when he brings the How I'm Feeling tour to the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. August 22nd, Charlotte Lawrence and Alexander 23 will also be on that show. Tickets go on sale for everybody else Friday at 10 a.m. You don't care. You already got yours.
I sure do. Thank
All right.
you.
All right. Well, I was going to say have a great day, but well, sleep well.
Thanks.
Yeah. Go to bed. It's late. I love being able to say that. All right, everybody, have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.